Hello, people. Welcome, welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay, guys, welcome to Slick Talk Show again, and thanks for listening. Let me just shift to this real quick. I just don't know how to slice that, to be honest with you. But yesterday, Manchester were just terrible. We were just terrible. I would say it was unprofessional. That was unprofessional. We were not professional yesterday. Lot of change made by the manager. Player not looking like ready to go and play against Chelsea. It was just a mess. It was just a mess altogether. And I mean, it's difficult. Most of you guys know exactly. You know clearly that I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Manchester United, and I'm not gonna mince my word here. I'm not gonna go easy on them. You know, when things are not going well, I need to come here. I need to come to the show and let you know exactly how I feel about that. Regardless if I'm a fan or not, I need to tell you. I need to keep it 100. I need to tell you exactly, you know, how I feel about the whole situation. And really, what I can say about the whole, you know, the way we performed yesterday was just terrible. This was unprofessional, completely unprofessional. I mean, all of us here, all of us in life, mostly, you know, people who have jobs, you know, when you go to a job or even when you go outside your job, whatever you do, anything you do outside your job place, you know, you represent whoever you're working for, you know, out there, even though you're not in the building. I mean, the reason why I'm saying that, you know, for, you know, a pro team like Manchester United going, you know, you're going to play the semi-final against Chelsea, and then you decide to make changes because you play West Ham on Wednesday. I mean, this is a big club we're talking about here. Manchester United is definitely one of the biggest clubs right here in the world. I mean, we've got a billion of people, you know, watching Manchester United almost every week and talking about Manchester United almost every week. You know, the money and the value of the club, we talk about £1 billion here. So the mentality about going and play games has to be big and winning trophy all the time. I just do not get why somebody like Ole is a Manchester United. I mean, he play over there from the youth all the way to the senior team. He understand the mindset. We win trophies at Manchester United. Yesterday was an opportunity. We all watch Arsenal beating Man City. The opportunity obviously is beat Chelsea and you get to the final of the FA Cup against Arsenal, a young Arsenal squad, very young team. So we had a chance there. And the last two games of UC for the season is what? It's West Ham and Leicester. So you meant to tell me, and I'm talking to the manager of Manchester United right now and the coaching staff, you guys, you meant to tell me that the Chelsea game was not important because you meeting West Ham on Wednesday. I just don't get that. This is Manchester United we're talking about here. I'm thinking on my sofa on a Sunday, I'm thinking, okay, you know, we're going to 19 game unbeaten. We're about to go and beat. Shall we beat them during the season? We look very confident, you know, before yesterday. So all you have to do, turn up and just play the be professional. I mean, the Chelsea turn up, and don't tell me, because Chelsea also, they're fighting to stay, you know, on either the fourth or third place, basically, for Champions League next season. We both fighting for the same spot, but they turn up yesterday to play because they want to play the final against Arsenal. Now, this is an opportunity. Arsenal did the hard part. They beat Man City. All we had to do yesterday is turn up, be professional, and try to win the game. And again, Rice, once again, you know, I don't want people to turn up and say, oh, Rich, you know, you expect Manchester United to win all the game. No, I don't. I don't expect Manchester United to win all the game. No, not at all. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is you have to be competitive. You have to care about the game. And I think yesterday, for Manchester United to turn up like that, making all those changes, because they're looking at the fourth position, that's being unprofessional. And also, for Ole, the manager of Manchester United, he's missing the point. This is Manchester United we're talking about here. We all about winning trophies. Now, you may be going to ask me, oh, Rich, you know, either, you know, getting to the final of FA Cup, of getting the Champions League, I'll tell you right now, I want both. We have a big squad. This is why you play for Manchester United. We have a massive squad. We should be able to handle that. We should be able to handle that type of pressure. So you meant to tell me that West Ham game is bigger than the Chelsea against Manchester United before going to the final of FA Cup? I don't think so. I think yesterday was an opportunity for us to get there. Okay, I'll get to the goalkeeper in a minute. I'll get to De Gea in a minute anyway. Don't worry about that. I know there was so many mistakes made there. You know, we basically shoot ourselves on the foot yesterday. That's for sure. I'll give you that. But at the same time, the mindset, the mentality that, you know, the message that the manager is giving to the player is like, no, I don't care about the FA Cup. But I don't think that's the message you should give, you know, you should put out there for player and also for fans. I just don't get that. This is Manchester United we're talking about here. We have to go. When you have an opportunity to win something, to win a trophy, you have to go for that. Every time I'm bashing some of the team like in Scotland or anybody out there who's not trying to win something, I have to do the same for Manchester United. This is not on. This is not on. I bet you right now, if Sir Alex Ferguson is watching that game yesterday, I hope he's making a few phone calls yesterday and speaking to that young boy and tell him not to do that again. I mean, the team right now have momentum. It's all about momentum. Remember last time, again, and this is what Manchester United do all the time. We always manage to screw every single opportunity we get. I mean, Arsenal beat Man City. That's opportunity right there. It's all open. It's all open for anybody to take. Frank Lampard saw that with Chelsea yesterday. You can tell when they turn up, they were ready to play. They're going to win that game against Arsenal. I'm telling you right now. And you know what? Frank Lampard, you all know, he was more or less an understudy from Mourinho. He understand it's all about winning trophies. He saw that opportunity. I just don't get how a Manchester United manager, a legend, somebody who played for Manchester United for so many years, winning trophies for so many years, coming to Wembley and make all those changes. I just don't get that. I don't know if he was told to make those changes from people upset. I just don't know. But you have to be bold. You have to be brave on those conditions. You cannot be scared of West Ham on Wednesday. You just can't. You have to go for that opportunity. This is crazy. And I'm asking myself right now, and I'm like, look, are you doing all that because there's no fans? Because I tell you right now, if fans are going, you know, if both set of fans were going, you know, if there was no lockdown or no COVID-19 or anything like that, I just don't know. Will you make all those changes? This is so disrespectful, not only for the whole club, and also for the fans. And that's damaging in terms of reputation. What are you saying? What type of message are you sending there? Basically, the message you're sending out there is we're scared of West Ham. That's exactly what that means. We need 3, 4, 5 days, you know, to be able to beat West Ham. No, I don't think so. We have an opportunity to go to the final of FA Cup, and you just turn away. You just turn that away. This is crazy. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, the mindset of Manchester United, Ole, the manager of Manchester, he should know better. He should know better. This was not good enough. This is not good enough. Yesterday, Lampard yesterday, I tell you right now, the way he set up his team yesterday, it reminded me of Mourinho when he first started with Chelsea. That remind me, that setup remind me exactly the same setup that Mourinho used to have. This was perfect. That was a perfect game plan. And for Manchester United to turn up, we were just walking about, you didn't know what to do with the ball, everybody was looking at everybody. And one thing I always say here in terms of sport, I always tell you that I always take that because I play basketball and I can tell you a little bit more about that. It's the fact that in basketball, you know, team mainly in basketball, they have, you know, they adjust every single minute, every single quarter, they have to adjust the game. You know, compare, you know, they always have to come up with something, some new solution, how to change the game and stuff like that. I mean, from what I'm seeing at the moment from Ole, from Manchester United manager, is he is not really fast in terms of adjustment of the game. You have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to read the game of your competitor. After 10 to 15 minutes, the game plan that you have during the training ground, if it's not working, you need to be able to adjust. You need to be able to understand that, okay, plan that we worked on, you know, during the training that is not working, I need to come up with a plan B or plan C or plan D. This is why they're getting paid the money they're getting paid. Now, I'm not batting him so much because he's changing the form. He's made all the changes. Because I'm saying, he can make an argument that, you know, for a team like Manchester United with a big squad, he should be able to make those changes. I get that. But it's also about momentum. You need to know what you have inside there. Now, I don't know what's happening on the training ground. He understands. He knows his player. He sees those guys every day more than we do. I get that. But at the same time, when you put people out there to play the game, that means what you're telling, you trust them to go out there and play. But now, you got to be careful. You got to be careful because you're playing a strong side. That's Chelsea. They're coming over to play against you. They're coming over to beat you because they're going to the final. So you have to respect that opposition. This is not like we're playing Burnley or, you know, some middle team or, you know, lower team or anything like that in Premier League. No, we're playing Chelsea. Chelsea is one of the top teams right in Premier League. So you have to respect that competition. So you need to know what's coming to you if you put anybody out there over there. Now, when you come out after a game and say, oh, I messed it up because of the formation, that's not good enough. Because you knew exactly what you were saying. This is a message you're putting out there to the player that, look, guys, fourth position is better than win a trophy. But that's not right. This is not what Manchester is all about. No. For anybody out there, if you go to Manchester United, if you go out there and check, if you go to the stadium, you will find, the trophy cabinet is full. We win trophies at Manchester United. That's what we do. We win trophy. This was a great opportunity for Ole to get that hand of that trophy, that FA Cup. I'm not saying we're going to go and win against Arsenal, but all I'm saying is there was an opportunity there to get there. Man City is out. Only Chelsea is leaving. Oh, we beat Chelsea at the beginning of the season. There is no way they were going to beat us if we, you know, if the mindset of our player ready to go and play there, especially with the first team player. But okay, I get what you're saying. You know, there's two goals there, you know, we can definitely talk about the goalkeeper there, but I'll come to him as well at some point. But yesterday really shows me that Ole, the Manchester United manager, have a mentality of a small club, although he's managing a big club. Did you get what I just said there? Let me just say that again. His mental, the way he's thinking about the game, he's thinking like those small club manager. But he's managing a big club. I need to understand that very quickly. And again, that's the second time in a week that he messed it up completely. We draw against Southampton, you know, last week. That's not on at home. And again, that's one thing I've been saying most of the time. Now, because of COVID-19, obviously, there's no fan for both, you know, for any team at the moment. So when you go, every single team going out there and play now, it's all about coaching now. is basically a training ground, because there's no, there's no fun. So really, what we're looking at right now, we're looking how smart those coaching are. And yesterday, Frank Lampard was so smart. He was perfect. His game plan was perfect completely. And again, I'm telling you right now, his game plan yesterday reminded me of Mourinho when he joined Chelsea. The first few games, you just knew how strong they look. I mean, right now, Frank Lampard looked really good. And now, I'm looking at the transfer news there. You can see Chelsea hanging about, talking about £17 million, trying to get some player out there. You can clearly see he's getting the backing of the people upstairs. I don't know. I'm not saying now, I'm not calling on Ole job right now. I'm not doing that. I think that's too early. But yesterday, that should not happen. That yesterday was very unprofessional. And I really hope so that, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson made a few phone call yesterday after that game just to have a word and say, look, this is not what Manchester is all about. We are about winning trophy. We go out there to win trophy. That's what we do. And again, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys about the COVID-19. On the COVID-19, there's no fun. So all you do really is coaching against coaching. That's all they're doing right now. We can clearly see who can coach, who cannot coach. During this time, this is actually, okay, the players still have to go out there and perform. I give you that. But at the same time, you know, those players, they get like, you know, a four quarter of break or breakwater. So you get a chance to speak to the player to make sure that, you know, they know exactly what, you know, what the game plan is, you know, remind them exactly what the position are and exactly what type of formation, you know, gives you a chance also to adjust when you need to adjust very quickly according to what you're getting there. I tell you right now, when you talk about sport, especially team sport, it's all about adjustment. That's it. This is why you're getting paid the big money those managers are getting paid for. It's all about adjustment very quickly. I just don't understand that. You can clearly see that for the first 45 minutes, we couldn't shoot once, basically, against the Chelsea goalkeeper. We couldn't do that. I don't care. People say, oh, you know, nobody should make a change, you know, on the first half. Who say that? If you know that you can make a change and that can change the game completely, make the change in the next 10 to 15 minutes. For me, in basketball, people do that. But people will probably say that, oh, the format in basketball is completely different than football. But no, I don't agree. If you have a game plan, you put the player out there, the first half is not working, the first 25 minutes, make the change. Okay, you know, one or two player will be, not, you know, maybe one or two player will be pissed off about that, not happy about it. Who cares? We're here to win trophy. When you come to Manchester, you expect to perform. If you cannot perform or the game plan is not working accordingly, you make the change. You adjust very quickly. And now we're talking about what? 5 changes? Why do you have to wait the second half to make that happen? I just don't get that. People are making millions of pounds just to make those decisions. What are you scared about? You have to be brave. You have to be brave to make those decisions. I just don't get that. You're getting paid to make difficult decisions. And you got to make those decisions. Why? Because you think, I'm talking to the manager. Do you think that, you know, winning or getting the Champions League is going to give you, like, more credit to stay at Manchester United? I don't think so. As far as I'm concerned, winning trophy will do that, will give you more credit. This is unbelievable. I just don't get that. And, you know, it would make sense if there was somebody outside Manchester United. What I mean about Manchester United crowd and stuff like that. Because that manager, Ole, you know, he came from the youth. You know, he grew up in Manchester. He played there, you know, from time he was younger. And he played there in the first team. So he understand the mentality, the mindset that we have at Manchester United. So yesterday was so unprofessional and so disrespectful for the fan, and the reputation of Manchester United was definitely touched yesterday because of that. Now, suddenly, I just hope that, you know, next week, on Wednesday, they better give West Ham 6-7-0, because that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying he kept all those players because they want to win the game against West Ham. Fair enough. Fair enough, go for that. But you miss a big, you miss that opportunity. He missed that opportunity yesterday to get to the final against Arsenal. Because I'm telling you right now, we get to the final against Arsenal, we have a chance. I'm not saying we're going to win, but we have a chance. We have a chance, definitely. And every time I talk about coaching staff, when we talk about coaching staff, there's a couple of criteria that you need to have, you know, when you put some of your player down out there. First of all, you need to trust your player. I don't think you trust some of the players you put out there yesterday. I don't think so. And you have to respect the momentum. That momentum that your player carry for the past few days, you have to respect that. And keep going. You have to. I give you that thing. You know, when you play basketball, you know, and somebody, when somebody say, oh, you play basketball, somebody's so hot, meaning that he can shoot. You pass him, you have to pass him the ball to the point where, okay, he's missing. And then you change again. This is how people play in basketball. So the momentum in football is keep going. Keep going up to a point where you say, okay, now I need to change. Make a few changes, make some adjustments, and get back again to the basics. That's it. That's it about sport. That's what we talk about sport. And this is why you have a big squad. Exactly. And I was talking about what? Formation and adjustment. This is why you're getting paid for. To get the right formation and to adjust. I know you have to work, you know, you work whatever game plan you have on training ground, but when you come to the game live, it's different because it might not work accordingly. So you have to be able to adjust very quickly on your feet, very quickly. And you don't have to wait the first half to go. You don't have to wait the second half to make those changes. The first 10, 20 minutes, make the change. Who cares? Who cares if one or two players get angry about that? Who cares? You let them know after, look, you make the change for Manchester United. Not because of the feeling. Who cares? Those people are getting paid thousands, millions of pounds every week. So if they don't perform the way you want, make the change very quickly. You just have got to make the change. This was so unprofessional. And I just hope that, you know, for the sake of the season, you know, I just hope that he will take Manchester United, obviously, the Champions League next season, because this was terrible. This was terrible. And there's a chance that now he's going to be under pressure next season. Because right now, this is not, I mean, as a fan, oh no. I mean, social media went crazy. And I understand why fans are not happy about that. This is not really because we lost the game, I tell you that. This is because we turned up there yesterday and we were not competitive. Basically, the manager, the message out there was like, I don't care about the FA Cup. I care about West Ham. I'm scared of West Ham. I'm scared of Leicester. I want to get to the Champions League. But that's the wrong message to pass to the player. And I hope he learned his mistake yesterday. Okay, let me just move to that boy here, De Gea. Okay, now, last few episodes, you know, I think I had one or two episodes I've done already about Manchester United, and I had a segment there where I touched about De Gea. Now, let me just put it this way very quickly: De Gea is costing us right now. I mean, yesterday we just see, you know, two of those goals, he was responsible of that. You know, I'm not gonna go and try to make any excuse here. Apart, you know, he was hands out. So guilty about two goals there. I mean, he was really bad. And I don't know where his mind was. I just don't understand what happened to him. He's making some sloppy mistake. I just don't get that. I mean, the player these days, especially goalkeeper, they have a coaching goalkeeper. So we have, somebody's getting paid over there. Somebody's getting paid as a coach goalkeeper in Manchester to get those guys right before games. I just don't get that. And one thing again, now we're making change of four or five players a game and stuff. You can change the goalkeeper. If you feel like your goalkeeper is not ready or his mind is not ready, you got to change. You got to make the change now. You got to make the change. I just don't understand that. Yesterday also, I think that's one of the things that I would definitely put down to the coach. You can clearly see your goalkeeper is not 100%. Make the change. Make the change. Who cares? He's 29 years old. The boy turned up when he was 20 years old. At the beginning, when he turned up, Everybody was saying he's struggling the physical part of the English game. Okay, we gave him that. It took a couple of years. He's 29 now. But he keep making the same mistake. We had goalkeeper like Peter Schmeichel, Van der Sar, all those big time players. You can tell, okay, yeah, sometimes they were getting goals, but you knew that, key games like that, they will make the difference, definitely. But De Gea keep making the same mistake, he's not focused, and I think it's time for him to find a place somewhere else. I just don't know what he has on his mind right now. We have Dean Henderson at the moment, playing for Sheffield United. He's on loan over there right now. And I'm looking his winning rate at the moment between him and De Gea. He look good. I will not hesitate to call him back again in Manchester, for next season. I think De Gea need to sit on the bench next season. He cost us so many games. I think it's one or two games already just after lockdown, he's costing Manchester United. And if you don't qualify, obviously, for the Champions League next season, you might go back to those games and think, oh my God, that was because of De Gea. And this is not on. And there was a couple of calls. I can't remember a few seasons back, the call about Madrid trying to get him. And to be honest, I wasn't doing podcasts at the time, but my call was, let him go. If Madrid want to get him, just let him go. He's a good shot stopper. He can stop, but he's making terrible mistake. You cannot count on him, when we need him the most. Like games like yesterday, you need your goalkeeper to be focused. The boy is 29, he's been over there for 9, he's been here for 9 years now, but same mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. He's too young. I don't know if he's too young. Or he's old. He's 29 years old, but he still look like he's 18 years old. His focus is not right. Mentally, he's not. I don't think he's not strong enough. He's not. In terms of his leadership, I can't see the leadership there. It's not loud. It's not vocal. I don't know. He's still acting like the same way I saw him yesterday. That's the same way he looked like when he first started playing for Manchester United. And that attitude, that's not a Manchester United attitude player, to be honest. I just don't know how it lasts 9 years there, but he did anyway. But as far as I'm concerned, it's costing us game now. And it's costing us big time money games, I'm telling you. There's a chance we might not get to the Champions League next season. And one of the reasons might be because we have De Gea as a goalkeeper. So right now, I think it's time to make the change. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening to Slick Talk Show again today. And hope to stay tuned tomorrow. Thank you and good night.